like $7 million a year just off the estate, and then whatever her brothers receive as well. So, but we all know that Grandma Jackson, well, she's had Catherine is her name, and then of course Joe was dad, but they had their hands on basically everything that Michael touched for a very long time. So, yeah. And they've been raising the kids since he passed away. That's where they ended up after the world lost Michael Jackson. So, Catherine she's still hanging in there though. Joe passed away a few years ago, but Catherine's still hanging in there.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have Amanda Bynes on the list as well. She is celebrating her 38th birthday today. She was a Nickelodeon child star. Things have gotten really weird for her over the last few years. And if you've watched Quiet on the Set, that docuseries about life on Nickelodeon, at Nickelodeon for so many of these child stars, you'll know that she's one of the main topics of conversation about her relationship with Dan Schneider, which kind of awkward. Kind of weird. Nobody's implying that anything bad happened, but it was a very weird relationship.
Very ishy.
Yeah, it was a little icky. I think there's a lot of people who have questions if anything ever happened. But yeah, we also found out her dad was not maybe the greatest guy as far as managing her, because he was all about the money and just basically expected her to perform constantly and didn't really care so much about some of the issues she was exhibiting with mental health even as a young kid. So
we've heard that story before with those showbiz parents.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. So she's a big topic of conversation, though. If you've watched Quiet on the Set, you know that. If you haven't, you'll hear a lot about her once they get to that portion of Nickelodeon's history.
I'm still not prepped to, I mean, I know I should watch it.
It takes a lot.
Yeah.
It takes a certain mindset to be ready for it. It really, truly does. Leona Lewis, her big hit, Bleeding Love, which is a great song. She's celebrating her 39th birthday. Kobe Smulders, who is Robin on How I Met Your Mother. She's also Maria Hill in the Marvel movies and Wonder Woman in the Lego movies. She is 42 years old today. We also have Sophia Boutella, who is Jayla in Star Trek Beyond. She's also in The Mummy. She is 42 years old today. Adam Scott, who played Ben Wyatt on Parks and Rec. He was also Reese Witherspoon's husband on HBO's Big Little Lies. He is celebrating his 51st birthday today.
I don't know what kind of Kool-Aid that dude is drinking, but he's got some. He does not look that old.
No, I mean, he does not look 51.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks at least 30 years younger.
Yeah, he really does. And I know, like, I watched Big Little Lies. Oh, it's probably been about a year ago or so now. And I know that show on HBO was a little bit older, but even then, I mean, it wasn't that much older that he would look, you know, that substantially young. So, and I think in that show, I think he plays like a younger husband to Reese Witherspoon, not like dramatically younger, but I think his character is supposed to be a few years younger than her. So obviously they're going off of what he actually looks like, interestingly enough. Jamie Bamber, who played Apollo on Battlestar Galactica, is 51 years old today. We all remember her as Kelly on Beverly Hills 90210. Jenny Garth is celebrating her 52nd birthday. Speaking of somebody who's aged very, very well, she's done a much better job in the aging category than Tori Spelling, one of her besties, has.
Yeah,
let's just say that.
Yeah.
Tori Spelling, too many facelifts or too many procedures or something, because now she's starting to not even look like herself at this point. I read yesterday that she is finally divorcing her husband. I figured that had happened a long time ago. Dylan McDermott or whatever? McDermott. I don't know what his first name is. But they're finally
divorced. Rooney and there's McDermott, right?
Yeah. And she's divorcing her husband. And I thought that had happened a long time ago. So I was like, why is this news? I thought that they had finally done that a few years back. But apparently I was wrong. They've been separated for a long time, but not actually went through with the divorce until now it's becoming official. So there you go. Yeah. Ben Mendelsohn, who was the Skrull Commander Talos in Captain Marvel. He's also on the Disney Plus series Secret Invasion. He was also Sorrento in Ready Player One and the guy who built the Death Star in Rogue One. He is celebrating his 55th birthday. Sebastian Bach from Skid Row is celebrating his 55th 56th birthday today. Eddie Murphy is celebrating. Love Eddie Murphy all the way back to his Beverly Hills Cop days and Golden Child. That was a really great movie as well.
Golden Child.
Isn't that a good one? Maybe that will be one Dexter and I pull out today if he doesn't have anything better because he's never seen it. Anyway, Eddie Murphy, 63 today, Finn.
Man, he had some hits.
Yeah, he really did.
I mean, and Trading Places, do you remember that one?
That was a great one. That was a great one. Maybe we'll even pull out his musical wonder that he had here this morning, because I do have the Eddie Murphy Party All the Time song that he recorded at one
point.
That
one's better than Don Johnson's, right?
This is true. This is true. So maybe we'll pull out some Eddie Murphy singing this morning to celebrate his 63rd birthday. David Hyde Pierce, who is Niles Crane on Frasier, is 65 years old today. Alec Baldwin is 66. Of course, he's still kind of fighting legal battles with whatever happened on the set with the gun discharging and all of that, because they've actually refiled charges in that case. He thought he was off. He thought nothing was going to happen. And now charges have been refiled and he's back in court. So interesting. Tony Orlando from Tony Orlando and Dawn in the 1970s. He is celebrating his 80th birthday. And Wayne Newton is on the list, Finn. He is 82 years old. Now, we're planning our trip to Vegas for the NAB and for just a little quick getaway and doing some fun stuff. And we were looking for shows and we ended up on a Cirque du Soleil show. We have tickets for that. But I remember Corey going through the list and he's like, hey, how about Wayne Newton? I'm like, hey, are you 100? Because no, we're not going to see Wayne Newton.
Dankeschön.
I find it hard to believe
that Tony Orlando and Wayne Newton share the same birthday.
They could have been kind of the same guy, right? Like, there's a point in time where if you hear him, you're like, I'm not sure which is which. But Tony Orlando did have Dawn with him, so I guess that helps.
Yeah. What, you wouldn't go to see Wayne Newton in
Vegas? I would go see Wayne Newton. I would just not be that excited to go see Wayne Newton. Let's put it like that. So, you know. I'll tell you what, though.
If you get to see Tom Jones in Vegas, that's what you should do.
Oh, Corey would be throwing his underwear up on stage along with the ladies because he's a huge Tom Jones fan. Now, we do have one local birthday that we have to pass along this morning. A very, very happy birthday to Lindy Larson. Lindy, you are awesome. Have an amazing day. We love you, lady. And remember, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And to add somebody, so easy, Finn, all you have to do is text the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. We've got a winter weather advisory in effect until 1 o'clock today. Some snow, some blowing snow, just all around ick. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news here on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of thousands of power outages in several states due to severe weather overnight. Spring snow in Wisconsin. Spring windstorms in the middle part of the country, including in Dunbar, West Virginia, where this man says his car is finished after being flattened by a giant billboard.
It's a tin can. No repair can fix that. It's total. gone.
The strongest earthquake in Taiwan in more than 25 years overnight left 9 people dead and hundreds hurt, the epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. A grave mistake is what the head of the IDF says about the Israeli airstrike that left 7 aid workers dead.
Clearly marked vehicles from the World Central Kitchen, an NGO providing meals to Gazans, were hit by 3 Israeli airstrikes. And now we're learning more about those killed. Jacob Flickinger, a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen, as well as 3 British nationals, another from Poland, an Australian and a Palestinian.
That's ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died in a crash that happened just north of Wisconsin Dells in Adams County. According to the Adams County Sheriff's Department, a truck crossed the center line on Highway 13 Friday morning in the township of Del Prairie and crashed into a semi. A medical helicopter was called in, but the truck driver died before being transferred to the aircraft. Authorities identified the truck driver as 50-year-old Shannon DeShannon of Wisconsin Dells. 2 people were injured, including 1 seriously, in a crash that happened Monday afternoon near Columbus. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Department, the crash happened along Highway 16 and 60 in the town of Elba. A truck had trouble going around a curve, overcorrected, lost control, and overturned. The driver was a 20-year-old from rural Randolph. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Another man in the truck was also hospitalized. Those injuries are not believed to be serious. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy and windy with some snow and blowing snow likely today. We could get an inch or two of additional accumulation with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. So conditions are going to be a little rough for travel here through the day. 38 the high tonight, 30 tomorrow. A little more light rain and snow, high of 42. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:11 right now. We hope you're having a great morning. Billy Idol with Moni Moni on Max FM.
Hey. We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:16 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I was chatting with Dave Grant for just a moment, Finn. And, you know, I was talking about Corey wanting to see Wayne Newton in Vegas when we go in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, Wayne Newton turns 82 today. And sometimes I can tell when my husband's serious. Other times I can tell when he's joking. With Wayne Newton, I really wasn't able to tell. However, I could definitely tell he was dead serious about going on the Liberace tour, which apparently takes place at Michael Jackson's former estate in Las Vegas. And I was like, are you serious right now? And he's like, what? You don't want to go out and learn about Liberace? I was like, no, I think I'm okay. I think
you're good.
I think I'm good. I mean, Liberace is one of those flamboyant characters. We all know going to Michael Jackson's former estate would be kind of cool, but I don't know if I need to spend an entire afternoon doing that. So there's,
listen,
there is,
Maddie,
that.
You got to let your husband go with this. I mean, if he feels this passion for Liberace,
oh,
you know,
man.
I mean, what could be? It could be Lawrence Welk. It could be like some kind of Lawrence Welk tour where you go to see all the great Lawrence Welk places. Liberace, Wayne Newton, he's got you covered.
I don't understand why it's at Michael Jackson's former estate. Like, Liberace's, you know, been a name in Vegas for years. Didn't he have his own estate? Like, why does it have to be at Michael Jackson's?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Things were weird. Things got really wonky in the 80s. So
I know. I know. And then, of course, that led my husband down a rabbit hole of looking at pictures from the tour where, like, you go into Michael Jackson's dining room and there's this huge portrait of him over the fire, like, huge life-size portrait of Michael Jackson over the fireplace. My husband's like, look, that'd be so cool. Okay, you need to settle down because you're way too excited about this. He's a huge Michael Jackson fan musically, you know, and it's so funny because one of the things that he always says about Michael Jackson and Prince is they were both so hard on themselves and other musicians. And it's mostly because, you know, he's an audio guy, right? So he's kind of the same way. He can hear stuff that's wrong with something, even if it's not quite on the beat, that a lot of us would be like, oh, okay, that's fine. But to him, it's not ever right. And that's the one thing that he learned when he watched the Michael Jackson documentary that they made right after he died, about him getting ready for that tour and what he's learned about Prince just being at the home. And then when Chase and Ovation was at Legacy Dinner Theater talking with that group who actually knew Prince, that was a thing. And they could hear things that were just a tweak off because they heard it in their heads and they knew exactly what it should sound like. And I think he feels some sort of kindred spirit or bond with Michael Jackson,
sure,
and Prince because, yeah, of that element. But he's the same way. I mean, if he's even, you know, editing commercials or promos for radio and something just doesn't line up on the beat just right, he cannot stop until he gets it perfectly the way he's hearing it,
sure,
in his head.
He's a perfectionist.
He is. Yeah. So yeah. I think that's why he feels like this bond with Michael Jackson and Prince so much. And he loves their music too, so that would make sense. But I don't need Liberace involved for any reason. I just don't.
See, I can't mock, though, because last hour we were talking about some of those musical icons,
yeah,
that meant so much to us. And I'm envious of the fact that you and Corey and the fams have been to Paisley Park.
Oh,
I've never been
awesome
there.
Experience.
It's always been on the bucket list. You just, sometimes you got to go to those places and see.
Yeah.
Even if it's Liberace,
right?
You know,
I guess, you know. And the one thing, we just talked about Paisley Park this weekend because I said to Corey, I said, the boys went with us and they had a really great time. They thought it was incredible. That's one of those places that I'd love to go again, though, and do the tour again. Like, just because now I kind of know what to expect. So I feel like there's more places in the house and in Paisley Park that I would definitely, like, take more time to really just take in. And definitely being back in the studio that they take you through, that was Prince's studio in Paisley Park where he recorded everything for himself and other musicians. That in itself, as I've said before on this right here on this morning show, is like, if you're a music fan or a Prince fan, that is like being in the Mecca, because you can just feel the different artists that went through there. You can feel the energy in that room. And then as you look around it, you're like, oh, I could totally see Prince back here directing things. I could totally see the drummer over here, the keyboardist. I mean, you can see it in your head. And it's one of those moments where you're like, if these walls actually could tell us what happened in this room, that would be incredible.
And see, you describing it just like that. People always talk about, well, it's so expensive.
It's so
pricey to do that. Really? I mean, yeah. Sure, it's not a cheap tour, but
it's so worth it.
What you get, the bang for your buck, the value.
And we did the cheap tour. We did the cheap tour. There's three different packages you can do, and we did the cheap tour because all four of us were going, and it was still an incredible, incredible experience. So,
honestly, I don't think it's that bad.
It's not for what you get on the tour, for what you get, just
to be inside that building where all that magic was created.
Yeah. And this is where Prince lived. This was his home. And as they'll tell you on the tour, if you've ever taken it or you ever plan to, I won't give too much away, but they tell you he purposely bought Paisley Park and designed it, knowing that one day it would be a museum. That's the whole reason why Paisley Park exists, because he wanted it to someday be a museum where people could go and find out more about him, his music, and his life. That was the whole reason Paisley Park existed. And from the time he bought Paisley Park until the day he died, he was setting it up for that exact purpose. And when you walk in there and then you know that information, you're like, oh yeah, this totally checks the way it's all set up. So it's a really cool experience, especially if you're a music lover. And that actually leads us into our next topic here, because, you know, there are certain things in life that we're totally willing to pay a little bit more for, right? Especially if they're worth it. You know, like when gas prices started climbing, you never heard people say, but it's totally cool, I'll pay anything to transport myself across town. Nobody was saying that, right? Everybody was complaining about the prices. But people on social media right now are actually talking about things that are maybe they feel are overpriced, but are still 100% worth it. A trip to Paisley Park, definitely to me, is 100% worth it. But here are some of the responses that they've gotten on this thread over on Reddit so far. So number one on the list is good, comfortable shoes and socks. There is nothing worse than having feet that hurt all the time, right? Uh-huh. Like, there's just nothing worse, especially if, I mean, it doesn't even matter if you have a job where you sit a lot. If your shoes are too tight or your socks are rubbing or they're just not lined up at the toe right, there is nothing worse than that experience and nothing more annoying. I have to have super comfy shoes all the time. That's why I wear my Birkenstocks. It's why I wear so many sneakers, because I cannot do dress shoes. I cannot do them. They hurt my feet and then my back starts to hurt. And then all I do is complain through the whole thing.
Comfy shoes make all the difference.
And they make comfy shoes that look good now, too. So you can have the best of both worlds. You don't have to look like you're walking around in your orthopedic shoes all the time. A quality mattress, a quality pillow, and a quality sofa. Something else that say are probably a little overpriced, but 100% worth it. I can definitely agree with the mattress and pillow part of it, right? As somebody who deals with back pain all the time, there is nothing worse than getting on a mattress and you're like, oh gosh, this is like a board, or it's too soft, depending on what your tastes and dislikes are. But
and they're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap. And we are due for a new mattress. I hate our mattress. I absolutely hate it. But you know, it's one of those things that it's overpriced, and you know you need it. But every time you think you're about to go get it, then a kid needs something, or something in the house breaks, or you know, so then it gets put to the back burner. So that's kind of where we're at on the mattress situation right now. Hiring movers, oh, totally worth it. One person on this Reddit says that they are worth their weight in gold. Totally, totally worth it to hire movers to get the job done, especially if you have a lot of stuff. Right? Like, if you're single and you're just moving yourself, you can probably get by with a couple buddies and the smallest U-Haul truck that you've ever seen in your life. But if you've got a lot of stuff or you've accumulated things over the years, movers are the way to go, let me tell you.
I have experienced this many times over the past couple of years, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Here's what I'll say. No offense to movers, because honestly, I'm not doing it anymore. Right. I'm not going to be moving couches. I'm not going to be moving refrigerators and things like it's not happening.
It's a horrible experience.
You just get to a point where you just, and no matter how expensive it is, because here's the downside of it. A lot of times, at least this has been our experience, they will come in and they'll give you an estimate of what it's going to cost. Okay. When it's said and done,
it's
way higher than that estimate was. Okay. Way higher. Yeah. Oh, you've got how many rooms here? Okay. Well, I think we can get this done and it's going to cost you roughly about this much. And then end of the day, no, it cost you. But still, so much worth it. Because there's just no way it's good. Right. I'll move small stuff. That's no problem. But I'm not going to do what I was doing when I was in my 20s and 30s. That's not going to happen anymore.
It's not
that
fun.
Ship has sailed.
Especially if you've got a house with stairs that you're moving out of and a house with stairs that you're moving into. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why most movers are young and agile. And those of us who are old are not lifting the couch anymore.
Bad backs and everything.
Right.
No.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, they're young and agile. We would be like in some sort of traction for the next 7 months if we tried to do it ourselves at this point. But I understand sometimes budget hinders and you got to do it yourself. But if you can do it, hire yourself a good mover.
Yeah. That's well worth it.
Because they are worth it. Yes. Air conditioning, another thing that people say is a little overpriced, but 100% worth it. Yes, absolutely. Because nobody wants to be sweating in their own house. That's not fun. Dental care is another one. Yeah. Because aren't they starting to find too, as research goes on, that the better your teeth are, the more like less physical illnesses you have. It's connected to like heart disease. It's connected
so
to
many
all
things.
So dental care, and our dentists are probably lovely, wonderful people, but we don't really want to go. And let's face it, if you have dental insurance, you're one of the lucky ones, and that only covers so much. But it's one of those things that's definitely worth going. Experiences, as we were just talking about with Paisley Park, you can save money on day-to-day stuff, but splurging on an experience like a concert ticket, a weekend getaway, or a class that you've been wanting to take creates lasting memories and happiness, according to people on this Reddit thread. Totally
agree. Paisley Park.
That's right. Which is why you should all plan your trip if you haven't been at any point in time. Premium wireless noise-canceling headphones, something else that's way overpriced, but people say are worth it. Now, for our line of work, yes, it is absolutely one of the most necessary things ever, right? You got to have good headphones, or as jocks like to call them, cans, because that's what my husband always calls them. Way old school with your terminology.
Yeah.
even our kids have really good headphones because that was the one thing when they started wearing headphones for gaming and music. He was like, you are going to get something where you can hear every element of each piece of music and is not going to kill your ears all at the same time. So they've always had really good headphones as well. Quality pots and pans. In fact, one person on this Reddit thread says the cheap ones flake, scratch, warp, scorch, or just simply don't transfer heat evenly. Totally agree with that. Now, I'm going to assume that your wife has a pretty decent set of pots and pans as much as she actually cooks.
Yeah, we just recently upgraded just a few months ago, and it does make a massive
difference.
And they're so much easier to clean.
Yeah. See, and I have a couple different versions. I have like my better set of pots and pans, which still probably could be better than it actually is, but it's good. And then I have just my cheap ones, because like every day I start my day with like egg whites and stuff. Nobody needs anything that extravagant to whip up some egg whites, you know? Yeah. So I have like the cheap ones that I use for like everyday mundane things, and then my better ones when I'm actually doing real cooking. A solid warm winter coat is something else that people on this Reddit thread say is completely overpriced, but 100% worth it. Well, we live in Wisconsin. Winter is obviously not done, and I have always cheaped out of my winter coats while making sure that the fam has some absolutely wonderful winter coats. Next year, that is going to change. You get what you get, and I am getting like a really good winter coat because
we're
I'm
on
always
the same
the cold
page
one.
With that. Yeah, because I haven't had a new one in, I don't know, it's been at least a few years.
Right?
And it was never like this really expensive winter coat. This year, Yeah, that's all going to change. So yeah, we're on the same page.
I need a really good one. And I am always so cold. And I think I would probably handle winter a lot better if I wasn't freezing all the time. Now, my coats aren't horrible. They're just not as good as the ones that the boys have and that my husband wears. So I'll be rectifying that, though, this next winter. Divorce is another one. As people say, completely so overpriced, true, but 100% worth it. So there you go. Now, several people are also mentioning paying for expertise of skilled workers, whether that's a lawyer, hello, divorce, accountant, a contractor, or even a mechanic. Yeah, totally agree with that. There's some things that, you know, there's a reason we didn't go into that line of work at one point in life. And you know, I there's people who did, and I would much rather have them do the work and make sure it's done right than not. Now, in general, people say that they would pay more for value, well-made items, which are going to last and do the job better than something a little bit cheap. And I think we can probably all agree on that. It's better to splurge a little bit right away than continue to splurge halfway on items that are just not cutting it. So that's what we try to do. We don't ever go like the top of the line. We're kind of like the middle to upper top of the line, you know, uh-huh, like not the best, but we don't go the low range either. We go a little in the middle or just a little above that middle line when we're getting stuff. So
I am a notorious cheapskate. And when we go to the grocery store, you can tell the preferences, the choices I make versus what my wife makes.
Sure.
But this is stupid. But this weekend, I decided I was going to really splurge on a bag of granola.
Ooh! Oh, look at you! Now, did you get the fancy stuff with the nuts and things in it? Or
no,
or did,
no. Okay. I never really get the. You know, I don't usually do that. But I got to tell you, I tried this granola just yesterday after first getting it this weekend, and it's what is it? It's an espresso.
Okay.
Vanilla. Kind of flavor.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah, I've seen those.
Oh, Maddie, it is the most amazing thing ever. It was a game changer in the world of granola.
That's awesome. I just always get Dexter the Honey Oat, the cheap brand, right? Because he just mixes it into his yogurt. You know, it's funny, though, because there's some name brands that we do prefer, but then there's other off brands that we actually like better than the name brand. So we've kind of got like our little niche, you know, and in the world, the way things are, not all name brand or not all like the off
they're
brands are actually
equal.
Yeah, and they're not actually any cheaper than the name brands either. You got to really watch that stuff. It's why I love big box stores, but at the same time, you got to be a little careful because sometimes you're not actually getting a deal and sometimes you're actually paying a little bit more.
Yeah,
I remember when we got our membership to Costco, one of the first things that we did was actually went through Costco with a full list of what we would normally buy at the store to see if it was cheaper getting it there or if it was cheaper just getting it at the grocery store. And some stuff was significantly cheaper, other stuff was a little bit more higher priced at Costco, and some stuff was exactly the same. So we kind of even it out like that and get some of the stuff that's going to be, you know, a little cheaper at Costco and then everything else in not bulk. Because let's face it, if you got everything in bulk, you would have to have a house the size of the entire Goose Poop Pond to make it all work. Or you'd look like you were an episode of Hoarders or those extreme couponers who have shelves out in their garages. That's just weird.
and I know you and I have discussed this before, but toilet paper is usually an issue too. Okay.
Yeah.
Like the price she will pay for toilet paper, I will just roll my eyes at, you know.
Toilet paper is way overpriced, though, is it not?
Toilet
paper and paper towels, they're ridiculous when you go into the store. I mean, what am I getting for $18 for 12 rolls? Like, seriously, it's paper. It's disposable paper. What are we doing here? I flushed this one down the toilet. How great could it actually be?
Yeah.
I mean, oh my goodness. I don't understand the paper products at all. You know, and those are things like that we get at Costco, right? As our paper products because it's way cheaper for us to do it with as much toilet paper and paper towels as we go through.
I get it.
So that's stuff that we get at Costco. Meat, we try to do like the local butcher shop. So obviously I'm a regular at those where we get our meats because it's so much better and tastier. But yeah, there's a lot of things that we get in bulk at the big store. And then a lot of it, we're like, we don't need that in bulk. We're never going to use that. That's the one thing I don't get either. People who buy a lot of stuff in bulk, like I said, mentioned those extreme couponers, right? So you've got an entire garage full of shampoo and deodorant. There's expiration dates on that stuff. I mean, there's like actual expiration dates. Now, would I use it? Probably. But if it's like 3 or 4 years past the expiration date, no, I'm probably not using it. If it's a few months, then yeah, certainly with deodorant. That's what I don't understand. Are you ever going to actually get to the end of your limitless supply before it actually goes bad? That would be my question that I'd have for people who keep that kind of stuff in their house in bulk. I mean, I'm all for being prepared. I'm all for having extras, but I don't know if I need 7 years worth of extras.
Exactly. And let me ask you this, and this is a little bit more serious, but getting back to the headphones, or should I say the cans?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you and I have been doing this radio thing for a while now. And so I don't know if you or Corey suffer from tinnitus or tinnitus. I don't know if
my husband does.
Yeah. I suffer from it really bad. And last year when my friend and I were working on new music, we both really suffer from it. Okay.
Sure.
The ringing in the ears, the constant, you know, and sometimes you have to have white noise when you go to sleep because that ringing is there. In fact, I have a musician friend that I used to be in a band with that actually, and he's not that old, okay? Mm-hmm. He's actually decided to go with hearing aids because of so many years of using headphones, you know, having the music cranked. Does a really good set of headphones, does that help you? Do you suffer from it at all?
I do not. I haven't. I guess I don't use mine quite as loud probably as Corey has over the years. But again, I don't do the producing and the editing like he does. So his were always a lot louder just because of all the production and the editing. And
that's when you really need to crank it, because you're listening for absolutely everything. Yep. So you have to have those headphones cranked. Yeah.
And as I mentioned, he's a perfectionist. So the beats have to be exactly where he wants them, right? And you got to be able to hear that stuff. So I do not suffer from it, though, but he definitely does. And, you know, he used to do, back in his college days, he used to be a wedding dance DJ or event DJ as well. So obviously, you've got the headphones on to hear things that are happening at that point in time, too, which are obviously going to be a little bit louder, so you're not getting the background noise. And let's face it, the noise canceling stuff hasn't been around for all of that long. I mean, it's a relatively new thing that we have now with the noise canceling. So he definitely suffers. I will say that Dexter, just being the drummer that he is and being behind the kit, he's already showing signs of it already. And so he's always got his headphones cranked because that's how he has to listen to music. And his dad and I are always like, dude, you gotta turn it down. Even his white noise machine that his app that he uses at night. The other day I went in there just about 3-4 nights ago, and I was like, dude, it is so loud. I was like, it is seriously so loud. Why do you have this so loud? And he's like, well, because then I can actually hear it. I'm like, do you know how bad that is for your hearing, though? Because white noise can actually be really bad for your hearing as well. And so I was like, you have to turn it down a little bit because it was so loud. It sounded like the fan, like one of those big wind machines that they use on the sets of music videos or something, like
for
reverberating
the
through my
hair.
House. Yeah. I was like, dude, you got to turn it down. Yeah. So no, we're already starting to see signs of it in Dexter as well.
Yeah,
that's the
way I am with our son. I tell him constantly, he doesn't even really use headphones because I have warned him so much. It just, I get so nervous when he's wearing headphones.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've seen musicians, popular musicians. I mean, Huey Lewis was affected by it and, you know, has problems singing now. By Paul Simon, obviously he's in his 80s, but, you know, he totally lost hearing in one ear.
Right.
So he can't even sing in pitch now because his hearing has been affected so badly.
And it doesn't help that my boys both love a little bass. So both of their headphones, Dexter has the same brand of headphones as his brother because his brother turned him on to the set that he has. They have a bass booster in them. I'm like, oh, that's totally what we need right now. We definitely, definitely need the bass booster here is mm-hmm. what we need.
Mm-hmm.
The top range that really he's like that seems to be what gets most people. So he doesn't worry so much about the bass as he does that real high end kind of like those higher notes and things yep. that can really pierce the ear a little yep. bit more. He's like mm-hmm. the eardrum will vibrate a little bit with too much bass, but he's like it doesn't pierce the ear like exactly. the high stuff does. So yeah, no, if you suffer from any of that or you wear headphones as much as we do, yeah, it's like the one job hazard we have, Finn, that and paper cuts. I mean, those are the two things that could really get an on-air personality yeah. is paper yeah. cuts and the hearing issues. Taking a look at the forecast right now, winter weather advisory in effect today until 1, otherwise cloudy and windy with some snow and some blowing snow. And then, of course, we are going to see some light rain and some snow again tomorrow, a high around 42. Right now, it's 33.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Maximum Hits.
It's 8:42 right now. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you're having a great Wednesday. We've made it halfway through another work week, and now we get to just hang out and wait for the weekend or, you know, try to get through a snow day, whatever you prefer. Here's Huey Lewis in the news. It's the Power of Love on 99.7 Max FM.
Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. You say Huey Lewis's name, and he suddenly pops up in a playlist, Finn, and then we're playing The Power of Love. It's just how it works. It's 8:46 right now, and we mentioned that tonight's Powerball is over $1 billion again. And so here's a scenario that none of us are ever going to have to deal with, but it's kind of fun to think about. A friend asks if they can borrow 10 bucks. You hand them a 10, and they use it to buy Powerball tickets, and then they hit the jackpot. The question going around on social media right now is, how much do they owe you? Well, people voted on this, so here are the four options. Number one, just the original $10 that you loaned them to buy the tickets. Half the winnings came in at number two, all the winnings at number three, and then nothing comes in at number four. Now, the top vote getter was just the original 10. That's so far gotten 72% of the vote, and this looks like this is an ongoing poll. If they want to give you more, great, and maybe they should, but they're not obligated to, according to a lot of the people who participated in this poll. Half the winnings is next with 15%, then nothing came in at 12%. 2% think that they should just give you the full $1
billion. Okay.
All right, that's one way of going about it, I guess.
Really
now,
gracious.
If the roles were reversed, 64% say they'd only feel obligated to pay back the original $10. 27% claim they'd split the winnings, and 9% say, well, screw them. I know I'm a billionaire, but they're not getting the 10 bucks back. So there is that.
I guess it depends on how much you want to keep that person as a friend or not.
Exactly. I mean, at that point, I guess if you've got over $1 billion, I guess at that point I'd give them, you know, even like $1,000 or something. I don't know.
Right. Half the winnings, don't you think that's a little too much?
That's a little steep. But, you know, like $1,000, $2,000 or something.
Give them a little. I mean, you bought the ticket with their money, essentially, even though they're just borrowing it to you.
Exactly. So I guess that's how I'd go about it. I mean, depending on how much I win and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm a billionaire now. I could spare a couple thousand, to help them out. That would help anybody out. Let's face it. There's a lot of people who could even use the extra 100 right now, and it would feel like the biggest gift on earth. Mm-hmm. So there you go. If you win tonight, think about how you're going to share that wealth and figure out who you're going to share it with. And just make sure that you have all of the rules down if you've borrowed the money to buy the Powerball ticket from somebody else. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Winter weather advisory in effect until 1 o'clock today. Looks like a little bit more snow, some blowing snow. Yeah, it's just a full mixed bag of grossness. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. Also, a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
Weddings can be murder. Join in the fun of solving a crime as you interview possible suspects and collect clues during the Baraboo Mystery Weekend, April 6 and 7 in downtown Baraboo. Tickets are just $10 online at BaraboomysteryWeekend.com or in person at A Sense of Adventure. Solve the mystery and you could win prizes and raise money for the Baraboo Music Support Group. Join us in solving a murder, April 6 and 7 during the Baraboo Mystery Weekend.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. The quiet Wednesday, like usual, which is good considering the snow that's going to be in the area today. Tomorrow, still a little iffy for spring sports, but at this point, there are still plenty of events on the schedule for area schools. And then Friday is the same way, so hopefully the weather will cooperate and get some of those in here to wrap up the week. Brewers remain unbeaten with a 3-2 victory yesterday at home against the Minnesota Twins. Jackson Chourio opened the scoring with a RBI single in the second inning. Christian Yelich would follow that up with a solo home run, and Bryce Herring had a double to left in the third to make it 3-0. That was enough for the Crew. Same two teams meet today at 12:10. Joe Ross gets the go for Milwaukee, and Chris Paddock will be countering for the Twins. Again, first pitch at 12:10. Bucks fall on the road last night, 117-113 to the Washington Wizards. Just the 15th win of the season for Washington. They found a way to hang around and then made some big shots when it mattered at the end and got the victory. That was all even with the fact that Giannis had a triple-double in the game, 35 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. Chris Middleton with 24 points for the contest. Damian Lillard did not play in last night's game. Team returns to the Fiserv Forum with just 7 games left in the regular season. The next 5 will all be at home, and it all starts with the Grizzlies tonight at 7 o'clock. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy and windy with some snow and blowing snow likely today. We could get an inch or two of additional accumulation with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. So conditions are going to be a little rough for travel here through the day. 38 the high tonight, 30 tomorrow. A little more light rain and snow, high of 42. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
Some people say I look like me dad.
What? Are you serious?
Say you do what I don't. Say you're true.
Say to me.
Say
Bewitched and C'est La Vie, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's just a couple minutes before 9 o'clock, and on a very yucky wintry day, Finn, we do have to do a little celebrating, or at least find something to celebrate. We have a great list of calendar days, so let's run through those really, really quickly. We know a little something about this in Baraboo. Today is American Circus Day, and remember, the inside of Circus World is open as they start preparing for all of the summer months, but you can check out all of the exhibits inside right now. Obviously, no big top shows quite yet. We're a few weeks away from that, but really, when you think about it, not too far, honestly.
Yeah.
It's also Find a Rainbow Day today. I don't know if we're going to see any rainbows today, but we can certainly try. I mean, there's going to be enough moisture falling from the sky that it's not unheard of today, but it might be a little hard-pressed to find a rainbow. Let's see. It is also National Day of Hope, also known as Child Help National Day of Hope. This is basically started as a nonprofit from a nonprofit group that fights against child abuse. And the National Day of Hope encourages people across the nation to really take time to observe a moment of silence in remembrance of children who die from an abuser every single day from neglect or actual physical abuse, which is nobody wants to think about that, but such a true thing that we deal with in this country and all parts of the world, honestly. Let's see. We also have Tweed Day today. I mean, if you don't need to celebrate a good fabric and you don't need a good day of celebrating one of the worst fabrics ever, I don't know what's going to stop you, but it's Tweed Day. We know a lot of suits are made out of tweed. There's some different pants that are made out of tweed. So celebrate well, tweed fabric.
All of those college professors with their tweed jackets and the little elbow patches. Right. Yeah.
We used to think that was sophisticated. Now we just know it's not. It can be. It can be. Let's say that. It's also National Film Score Day today. How many films have had amazing soundtracks or scores that have come from them? I mean, just by hearing the couple of notes from the Star Wars soundtrack, everybody on score, everybody knows what that one's going to be. Almost.
I actually have a collection of them.
Yeah,
of soundtrack scores.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love soundtrack scores. I mean, they're always the ones that win big at the Oscars. And, you know, there's always the song from the movies, but then there's the actual score that comes along with the orchestras and all of that. And Oppenheimer's is one of Dexter's favorite ones right now. He absolutely loves the score from Oppenheimer, and he has all of it downloaded on his Spotify list.
Yeah.
And then we have some good food ones on the list as well. It is National Chocolate Mousse Day today. So if you love yourself some creamy, almost like lighter pudding, today is the day to celebrate. I don't actually eat chocolate mousse. I eat something, a version of my own chocolate mousse. It's literally taking yogurt. I think I've talked about this. It's vanilla yogurt. You take like a 3/4 cup, and then you take a tablespoon of IU sugar-free chocolate pudding in it. You mix it all up until there's no lumps or glumps or lops in it.
Sure.
And then, you know, you put maybe some sugar-free chocolate chips in or a little coconut whipped cream. That's my version of chocolate mousse, and I enjoy that every single day. So I will definitely be partaking. And then it's also Fish Fingers and Custard Day today. Wow, that sounds amazing. It commemorates the introduction of the 11th Doctor on the television series Doctor Who, as well as the memorable fish fingers and custard scene from the episode in which he arrives. Now, that episode was released on April 3rd, 2010, in the first from Series 5 of the show. It's titled The 11th Hour. So, Fish Fingers and Custard Day because of Doctor Who is today. There you have it.